thought it'd feel different playing Wembley. 80,000 singing with me. It's what I've been chasing, 'cause this is the dream. When it was all over, I cleared out the room, grabbed a couple of beers, just me and you. Then we started talking the way we do. Ain't it funny how the simplest things in life can make a man? Little moments that pass us by. Oh, but I remember. The first time. My son is 14, so he's going through that exciting first time period. First time doing all the exciting things in life. And his life is about to get far more exciting as he's got into Brit school. Now, this is a big deal over in the UK, Brit school. It's the same school as Adele and Amy Winehouse and, you know, Tom Holland. I'm basically Ed Sheeran's dad. I've done a bit of research into Ed Sheeran's family, and his brother, Matt, is a musician. Ah, he's a musician. His brother, Matt Sheeran, is a musician, isn't he? Anyway, and his dad is also a nobody that no one's heard of. Even though he's successful, he's a successful art dealer in his own right. So as I say, I'm exactly like Ed Sheeran's dad. I deal art. This is my art, isn't it? But no one gives a fuck, do you? Because I'm not on TikTok. Well, I have something that my son will never have. The scars of failure. That make me a much more interesting artist than he will ever be. I've got published books now, but my first book got 100 rejection letters, which I was thinking about turning into a book called 100 Rejection Letters. But that would have got rejected as well, forcing me to have to change the title. My son knows nothing about failure. Even like in football, the only tournaments he remembers are the 2018 World Cup and the 2021 European Championship, semi-final and then final. He's a Liverpool fan as well. All he knows is success. Don't we always win at the football, Daddy? No, we don't. 56 years of hurt. But don't you just get everything you go for in the creative industry? No, you don't. I've had to absolutely slog for every last bit of success. You see some people, don't you, in the creative industry, and they go, oh, look at this success I've had. And it's like, yeah, obviously, you're in the success gang, aren't you? You're in the success gang. You're in the success clique. I've watched you. I watched you flip-flop your friends to make sure you had the successful friends, and then you get the successful agent in that group and the successful PR, so you're all in your own little success club. Stop me if this sounds bitter at any time. You know, you're all in this little success club together. And everyone knows that this club produces essentially worthless art. But it's successful, isn't it? And you can fool everyone. You can even fool the audience to a certain extent, but thankfully not completely. So ultimately, it all comes crashing down. And after a couple of years, you're back at my level, but without the artistic credibility, something that your money and your school and your privilege cannot buy. Stop me if I'm sounding bitter. I'm not bitter, you know. I really don't want to be in this gang, and my son would say, but Daddy, I'm successful, and I'm not in the success club, I'm not in the success gang. And I'd say, no, you're not, are you? You're in a different gang called Famous Stroke Successful Dad. Oh, you got a famous stroke successful dad, have you? And you're successful yourself and famous yourself? Well, what a fucking achievement. What an achievement to be carried on that red carpet through that wide open doorway, being spoon-fed success. What an achievement. Yes, yes, I carried you, but you know what? You make me sick. And if and when you become more famous than me, I'm going to spread a rumour that you sexually abuse me. Never happens that way round, does it? And that's why I'll be believed as the first time for everything.